Choked on my own spit. Welcome, travelers, to Forlorn Adventurers, starring Matt Snyder.
Hey, 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 I don't have a random fun quip about Elite Dangerous this time.
Jonah Eisenstock.
Hello, while Runt is dying, I would just like everyone to remember that if you want an excellent grilled cheese, try putting mayonnaise on the bread.
Before or after you cook it?
Before.
Interesting.
And Devlin Dykeman.
I'm just a little baby boy. What's up, guys?
Dev, I don't know if my audio is going to pick up on it, but I was just silently laughing that whole time.
God.
By the way,
there is an entire subreddit that would disagree with you on that mayonnaise thing. They would probably, you know, find where you live and kill you.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to say, in that case, they disagree with the entirety of Bon Appetit Eats. The entire Bon Appetit Test Kitchen says add the mayonnaise.
There's a whole subreddit of just grilled cheese purists that are just like, no, bread and cheese only.
Okay.
Use butter?
I'm not.
How do they cook it?
For me, one of the things I love to add on my grilled cheese, and my wife will just
up
and down the road. I put my wife, very nice. I love to put hot sauce on there.
I found a recipe through the Bon Appetit YouTube channel. It's absolutely delicious. You have to chop it up a little bit, but kimchi. So just like normal grilled cheese, chop up some kimchi so that you don't get like hunks of kimchi with cheese. Ugh. And it is so good.
Am I
the only one that just eats grilled cheese sandwiches with tomato soup?
No, I'm mad at you with tomato soup.
I don't like tomato-based soups. I am not a tomato soup dude.
You can't have one without the other.
Dev, I hate to say it, but I don't like tomato-based soups.
I love a good tomato soup.
It's weird. I hate tomatoes, except in spaghetti or spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
And,
tomato sauce, I'm assuming, for, like, pizza and yada yada yada, and tomato soups.
Yeah, we're Dungeons and Dragons
edition
podcast.
Excuse me, Carrie. I have a very important question for Devlin. What is your opinion on Manhattan clam chowder?
Delicious.
I don't like it.
The only time I'll ever eat clams is in chowder.
Yeah,
it's because of the tomato.
Like,
as I said before, I don't like
forms.
That. I totally respect it because I know that the two of you like tomato-based soups, and I don't. So I will never like Manhattan clam chowder.
Lobster bisque.
What do you
I will mainline. Pacific Northwest?
Yeah. We got a style of clam chowder.
I don't know that style.
You ever had St. Louis clam chowder?
Mm-mm.
Man, those clams right out of the Mississippi River are the best things in the world.
I am still a huge fan of the New England clam chowder.
Is that true?
Freshwater clams? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
No, I was going to go with the Mississippi Big Muddy River clams.
Oh, God.
Hey, I just got to say, though, you give me a po' boy, I will eat whatever's on that po' boy. I love fucking po' boys.
As someone who's lived in Missouri near the Mississippi, and anyone who says that they went fishing and got some good fish out of anywhere, they're fucking lying. They're all scum-sucking, disgusting fish. I've never had good fish from Missouri.
That's
because they're all full of iron from the natural red mud.
So yeah, this is great.
I've had some really good Illinois fish. I will say wait, I've had some really
Illinois good fish in Illinois. Has good fish?
Illinois has great fish.
Like I'm trying to think trout. About the water that goes through in and Illinois.
A kind of trout?
Check out no Google offense to Run Illinois Lake if you ever get a chance.
No offense to Illinois. I just don't there, know. Basically.
So yeah. Long as it doesn't come out of the Mississippi, I'm sure it's fine.
You know what? I got a real dumb machismo question for everyone. Has anyone swam in a glacier-fed lake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
It is. The
Pacific Northwest. That is all we have.
It is fucking painful.
Yeah.
I did that when I was in high school. I literally felt my balls recede into my body.
Before you said what, that, I was literally...
you've never done a polar bear dive?
I was literally about to
no,
ask
I haven't,
you
actually.
If you Simon Birched.
Can we...
Yes. We'll start playing.
I go to a glacier like felt lake come and here. I polar bear into it.
I have not done the polar bear dive. My sister actually did in New York. So
I tried to bring it back to D&D, but it didn't work.
No, you didn't. You just drove it away.
I asked if there was any nearby glacial fed lakes.
Okay.
Right Red Bull, not dive in that.
Yes, there are, but that's you know what? You're a little busy. If you want, I will go ahead and do this. The first person to start recapping what happened last episode will get
so anyways, what happened last episode.
All right,
episode
so last was... episode. Go ahead.
White green black robes are there. I cut a goblin in the neck. Those were the only notes I got in.
Gomez's step pop died.
Sorry, I was laughing so hard. My dog freaked out and came over to make sure I was okay. We got ambushed by Gritty and his gang of his horde, rather, of monsters and others. We grabbed Stipend and Runt grabbed Stipend and ran for the house. And then Gritty turned his attention towards Gomez. And right after Gomez tried to put his entire body inside a bag, and there's a funny glow of white light. I
that was a foolproof plan.
Ran up and grabbed Gomez's arm and rushed him into the house. After much consideration and discussion, we decided to use a teleportation ruin space to port back to town. We all got back except for our buddy Stipend, who right as he was teleporting me, the second to last person through, the goblins broke through the
Why'd
house.
Why'd you name him Stipend?
And we're getting ready to kill him.
He was a fucking nerd.
Bella said she was going to start plotting her revenge. Gave Gomez a piece of paper for a rather large sum of money.
Yeah.
I think it was in the upwards of 30,000 gold.
According to my math, it was 10,000 per person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I can get some damn armor.
I took the IOU and put it in my pocket so that way Gomez wouldn't go spend it on all in one place.
Good call.
And she said in there was also some magic wood that when you touch it, it lets us respect ourselves if need be.
Oh my god. That sounds horrifying in real life.
Yeah, do you want to redo the last, 8 years, 8+ years of your life?
Yes, please.
Or your entire life.
Yeah.
Like, you just forget how to walk and talk.
And you relearn it real fast.
Ground up. Everything.
Carrie makes us roll. Can you walk?
Let's find out.
And that is where we left the episode.
You know, muscle memory.
This is the way that you guys could, if you don't like the way things are going, you can just, pick up and try something new.
I will say out of character, I definitely will want to do that because there's some stuff I want to tweak for Runt because...
No. Every level I have a chance to rearrange my spell choices, so...
Yeah, my problem is I went for Rogue and Warlock, and I think I would like to tweak the type of Warlock I am and possibly lean a little bit more into one or the other.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. You get an inspiration. Thanks,
Matt. Oh, I get it. Oh, no.
Matt gets it. Matt gets it.
I will say, guys, well, and let me double check. It's probably been 10 minutes, hasn't it?
Since we started?
Yes.
No, since I gave Bardic inspiration to both of them.
Yes. Oh. Yes, it's gone now.
Sure. Is that like a once a day thing, or?
Well, it's usually I can use it twice before a long rest, but we got our asses kicked so bad I burned both of them on both of you guys to,
Definitely appreciate it, but
make sure just in the off chance you needed it, because we all burned our inspiration in about 2 minutes.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself, because I have 4 hit points at level 2.
Well, you guys are in town. You could feasibly...
With an army down the road.
Well, yeah, what are you guys going
to do? They were like a day, they were like a day's ride, half a day's ride away, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were a lot closer than that, actually. It was like an hour's ride from where you are.
17 hit
points. Oh, so where's the closest,
What kind of day is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it like midnight or something?
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Oh, nothing's open.
God, I'm holding my side because I figure we're all probably beaten and bruised and bleeding. And I'm just like, let's,
So where is the, the town, I guess, bell, so to speak?
Let's just find an, inn and go take a nap.
Aren't they, an hour away?
They're more than that on foot. They're, 4 hours on foot. An hour if you're riding.
That's why I'm looking for, where can I sound the fucking alarm?
You know that there's a,
Yeah, is there, a emergency... signal that we can
there is a lookout tower not too far from where you are in the center of town that allows
I'm immediately going for that lookout tower and climbing it.
Okay.
I'll let him go and I'll sit down and reflect, I guess, on the night.
Okay.
Yep, you're letting the 1 HP warlock rogue climb the tower.
You got this.
You saw me heal both myself and what's his face. You could always ask.
Oh, that's...
I don't know what's going on with your
stepdad,
life.
My stepdad, whatever his name was.
I got brutally slashed while trying to save your stepdad.
Weren't you a rat?
Yeah. I'm still bleeding.
So, are your clothes cut?
I would say my clothes aren't cut, but, the back of my shirt is red. Okay. The wound hasn't healed.
I'm not looking at your back. Can I roll a perception to see if I see that?
You don't need to roll for that. You can definitely tell that there's a large bloody mess of red on his back where there is a big gash.
I guess as he walks by, I cast a Cure Wounds at 2nd level.
Aw, thanks. Let me know how much I should add to my HP.
Wow, you got fucking 17.
Oh, that's great.
Hit points.
That's still not I'm still real fucking hurt, but I'm, I would say what you kind of see is, the back of the shirt, which has been getting redder and redder and redder.
Are you still poisoned?
I don't know.
He's bleeding pretty badly.
I would say the rate at which I'm bleeding slows.
Him. Yeah.
I'm still bleeding, but the rate slows down.
Are you gonna bleed out?
He feels better. He's not gonna bleed out, but he is definitely woozy.
I'm still below half HP.
This is more story damage than damage to me.
Yeah, I would say out of character, I'm still below half HP, but you did heal me a good chunk.
I would hope so.
You did your healing.
Oh, it's almost max.
I've gone from 1 HP to 18.
Okay.
So
out of what though?
38.
So you're half health. So you're not hobbling around anymore.
I'm not half health quite yet, but I'm doing terrible.
He's still sore. So
I'm still pretty fucked up, but I'm not gonna fall over any second.
Yeah, the healing takes hold, and you can do fill your yourself getting that's
why
better.
That's why in my mind, visually. if, like, you saw the back of my shirt, like, turning a deep dark red, the rate at which you saw it turning has slowed drastically.
Yeah. Like, the wound stopped bleeding, and you're not, like, going to die now. That's where you're
like,
at.
Yeah, I'm still bleeding, but I'm not, like...
It's still a really gnarly cut. But anyway, yeah. You're climbing the
stairs. I'm still not doing great. I'm not doing great, but I'm not do. I'm doing a lot better than I just was. Okay. All right. I'm going to shut up and climb the stairs to ring the bell that's like the, hey, everybody, wake up. We need the guard bell.
Okay. You climb to the top of the stairs and you see a guard up there standing and he's like kind of watching it. Whoa, whoa. Hey, what's going on?
Well, sir.
Are you a rat?
No, I am a human.
No, he changed back to his.
I'm back into human form.
Oh, never mind then. Are
you... We just had that rat, conversation.
You dirty rat. No, you. Okay, he's like, oh, hey, what happened to you? Are you alright?
Well, I would just like to let you know, that you need to ring the alarm immediately. There's an army of goblins, orcs, as well as giants heading this way, and they should arrive within the hour.
I bet there's a bugbear there,
it'll
too.
It'll take them like 4 hours
shout
on
out,
foot.
Shout up the stairs.
I'm still going to tell them within the hour, because okay. I would rather be ready and waiting than not.
Oh my god, this is serious!
Yes!
And then you see... him as he grabs the cord and he starts ringing the bell, dong 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 dong, and you hear more bells go out throughout the city and lights and stuff are coming on and you see a bright flash of light all around the city as it all goes on lockdown and you see warriors and wizards all starting to man the walls.
Just so you know, there is a chance they might be slower because we were on horseback and they were on foot. But their advance forces should be able to arrive within the hour.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. You've done well. You should probably go get some rest and maybe some healing over at the hospital.
No. Your hospital is too expensive. And I just, like, haughtily stomp down the stairs.
Okay. All right.
I'm really taken aback that he believed him. Straight up.
I mean, my charisma's very high-ish. It's high-ish.
I think I always expect resistance when talking to guards.
Well, you gotta understand. As a guard, when someone comes to you and says, hey, there's an army on the horizon and on the way here, your first thought can't be, nah, you're full of it. It has to be, okay, this is probably right.
Yeah.
It's better if I ring the bell and am wrong than if I don't ring the bell. See?
Yeah, that makes sense, but I think in my experience playing with other DMs, it's always a battle.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, I would be happy to have gone with it, because I'm proficient in persuasion, so, no, I'm not actually, I'm proficient, I'm not
an
expert. So I only got a +5.
Having been a soldier myself, I kind of weigh the pros, you know, and
well, I mean, also the fact is,
makes sense.
The fact is, Runt hasn't fucked them over before. If Runt had fucked them over before, everyone would have been like, "Hell no, we're not going to believe you."
Yeah,
but because Runt is
now
just
that
a dude.
I think about it, like I imagine a lot of the minor cuts and shit.
Yeah,
that you have on your face from the stuff healed. But I just imagine like. Right. Most of those are healed.
Yep.
And it's just this guy walking up.
Yeah.
Drenched in blood going.
Well, also that with a
hey, there is an army coming.
Yep.
With a teleportation circle in the middle of town, it's not uncommon for people to come up wounded
that
and
makes
be
sense.
Like, "Oh, you all right? What happened?" You
know? Okay.
So it's not like
also I was Runt will once done climbing down, Runt will turn to everyone and just say, I could use a little bit of a rest. How does everyone else feel?
I could use a nice long rest.
I don't think we have that kind of time. I could use I'm specifically saying I could rest for about, well, maybe an hour. Mechanically saying short rest, not long rest.
No, I know. I'm just being...
I go to the hospital.
Okay.
Do you have the multiple thousands that they would ask you for?
I look at him. I look at Rhett, and I go, he doesn't. I go, I hold up the piece of paper, and I go, but I do.
Oh, I take that back.
I pull my hand back real quick.
As long as it is under 10,000, I agree. It is coming out of your share.
All right. We'll do the hospital first.
And while I'm waiting, I will take a short rest. Assuming it's going to take an hour.
Do you guys have anything to recover spell slots, I ask?
What? No?
Fantasy language?
I'm a warlock. I recover spell slots during a short rest.
Must be nice.
No. Your energy levels won't go up until you rest.
What?
You don't have, like, some mana juice?
No.
You don't have some, like, mana juice to goose that shit up?
No.
No blue potions or anything?
Mm-mm.
I also haven't used any of mine.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the person at the... no, we don't have anything like that.
Oh my god, I forgot who it was. I hate her so much.
I would know where, like, good horses would be, right?
Good horses? Like, what do you mean, good horses?
Like fast horses.
I guess the stables, but, you know, I don't really do that.
Well, I'm asking since I grew up around here.
Oh, do you?
Would I know?
Oh, yeah, you know about the stable.
Alright, I go there next.
Okay.
Can I just take a short rest? Can I just take a short rest?
But maybe. What do you do at this table?
I inquire about the fast horses.
Everything's on lockdown. What do you need a horse for?
To get away from here? God.
Nobody's going in or out of the city.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I go to an inn and rent a room.
All right, now you meet Ron
and go to bed.
At the thing, and he's like...
I'll take a short rest, I agree to. If that's all we can take, I'll take a short rest.
Yeah, I'm going to go sleepy. I'm just going to curl up in a bed.
All right, you guys get your rooms, and you guys take a rest. How long do you rest for? Are you doing short? You're going to be an hour, and...
I'm doing short. I want to be ready to rock as soon as whatever shows up.
Okay.
I go full sleep because this place actually have what seems to be battle wizards and warriors and some kind of magical defense.
See, I'm okay with that because I'm going to wake him up if we need him.
I was going to say, I look at Runt and say, do you want to handle shit on our end? I could use a good sleep, man.
As long as you're okay with me waking you up.
Yeah, wake me up the second you need me, but I'm going to try to sleep as much as I can so I can get as much R&R in as possible, my friend.
I can do that.
All right. So, Roland, go ahead and use whatever hit dice you want to use to heal up. And
yeah.
What about the rest of us?
Well... You will see if you need to use hit die or not.
Hold on. Because I can choose... I think I can choose as I go. And they're all the same, and they're all D8s. I'm just going to go one by one. Because they're all the same.
Okay.
Alright. My first one was... I rolled a 3.
Ugh.
So that's a total of 5. I'm going to use another one. That's a 7, so that's a total of 9. And I'll do one more, hoping that it's close to a 7. Alright, that's a 6, and that gets me to max.
Okay.
So, I use 3 of my 5 D8 hit dice.
Alright.
Man, I'm feeling pretty good about my healing.
You get up, and you go out, and you see, like, the warriors are still manning the walls, and they're checking things out. And you're actually leaving the room just as, like, some guards are coming up, like, you're the one that called the alarm, right?
Yes. Exactly I will turn to them.
Did you see?
I will nod to them and I will say, yes, I did. I saw three spellcasting goblins. One was wearing white, seemed to be more of a healer, could cast... should I roll Arcana to see if I knew that this was magic missile?
You can roll Arcana, yeah, and try to figure out what spells and stuff they were using.
Alright, that's a total of 13.
You're not
for
sure.
For Arcana.
You just know they were spells.
Was definitely a spellcaster of some kind. There was another that could weaken my friends. They were in green, and there was one in black that raised the dead.
Oh, my.
Additionally, there was a goblin named Gritty that was able to take our friend, who was quite a powerful spellcaster, you might know him as Stifen. Yes, he was able to completely lay him out in one attack. So,
it's terrifying.
He did take him by surprise, but that is the information I have. I also know that there are other smaller goblins, possibly raised goblins. We did get giants were throwing rocks at us.
This was at Stifen's Manor?
This was all at Stifen's Manor, so they should be here soon.
Alright, we'll send a contingency out so we can have a scout ahead, and we'll understand where their positions are if they're moving this way. Thank you.
Excellent.
And they walk away.
And I will nod and then continue going towards the walls to see what help I can be.
Okay, basically they're just like, I don't know, just keep an eye out and everything. And then you sit and you wait and you wait. And you run, and you wait, and you wait. And they don't seem to ever show up. 4 hours go by, and they don't show up. And then the scouting contingency comes back, and you see them reporting to their captain, and their captain's just, he's shaking his head sadly, and they bring back...
Because they found no
the
evidence.
The charred remains of what was once Siphon.
So,
why'd they burn them?
I'm going to go to them and just say, so, was there any evidence of anything besides their attack on this poor soul?
The entire ranch was destroyed.
Oh, not the house.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't, and they did not continue.
Are we both awake at this point, or is Gomez and I
still
sleeping?
Yes, and they did not continue towards the town.
No, they... Instead of journeying south from where they were, they seem to have gone off to the west. It's almost as like they got what they came for and left.
That is most fortuitous, also very unfortunate. Runt will say, nodding towards Stifen's corpse.
I just imagine, like, two guards dragging the barely connected tissues of the skeleton by the arms as if they've just captured someone.
Yep. I would like to clarify one question before we arrange for the proper burial. You weren't able to find any evidence of some shards of crystal, were you?
What?
Wait,
no.
Did we break the crystal?
No.
No, they clearly had at least one, if not two, different pieces of crystal. Okay.
No, we didn't see any crystals there. It was really just saw a mess of just different monsters' footprints as they left the area,
then,
and we just searched the ruins of the house and found this.
That's very unfortunate. Then I must ask, when will the funeral be?
That's for his next of kin to decide.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. What about my mom?
I'll give them like a Runt is going to give them a slight head bow and then go back to the inn to look for Bella, actually.
My captain calls out to you and says, this is quite the issue. Why don't you take this guard here to kind of guard you. This seems like it might have been like it's like a personal hit. And I don't know if you guys were involved, but If you any information you can give him would be very helpful.
Runt will stop and turn back to them and say, "I would be glad to have one of you join me," and wait for the guard to catch up. Just okay, clearly, Runt is doing his best to cooperate. Like, not.
I'll do my best not to get in your way, but anything you can, you know, any information at all. And my name's sorry. Choked on my own spit.
Ow! Is his name Spit?
No. His name's Lukey. No.
Lukey! Lukey! L-U-K-I.
Love it. Our new favorite NPC, Lukey.
Yeah. Please.
Let's see how long this one lasts.
This is that
Charlie.
Is
Charlie. His name is Charlie. That's the guy.
Is his last name Horse?
Charlie Horse. Yes. it is now.
Yes, Charlie. Yes. You are welcome to join me. I will need to have a good night's sleep shortly.
Absolutely.
I'll
catch up with you after your rest.
I greatly appreciate it. My compatriots Gomez and Stryker would, I am sure, be just as cooperative as I have been.
All right. Well, I'll see you in 8 or so hours.
Have a wonderful evening. Please do not hesitate to wake me up if the evening changes. And I'm going to go back to my bed to actually get the rest of a long rest.
All right. Everyone gets a long rest.
So you don't wake us up before you go to bed, correct?
I do not. I'm going to wait till the next morning to let you know what's going on, because as far as Runt is concerned, this is important, but this is not so important that you should not be able to sleep.
Okay.
Also, unfortunate thing, I still have one of my hit dice spent.
Aw.
Why? All
right, well, I'm clicking the long rest button.
Do it.
I just clicked it.
I just clicked it.
Excellent. All right.
I actually clicked it a few minutes ago, and then I had to reset all my stats because you were like, "Well, hold off," and I was like, "Shit."
Well, because I'm like, if things went real bad, I was gonna wake you up. But it's like things did not go real bad. So.
Well, yeah, but if they were real bad and it was like 2 hours and I clicked the long rest,
yeah,
button,
that's
I
fair.
I would have felt guilty.
So, the next morning, Runt will probably be the last one down to breakfast.
Yeah.
But Runt will inform everyone about what's going on. And also, I kind of picture Charlie might already be there.
Yeah, Charlie's sitting there waiting for you guys.
I keep just, I've probably at this point, just have been handing Charlie drink after drink.
Are you just like testing out different beverages on Charlie?
I'm always testing out different beverages.
I just imagine it's just water.
At some point he's like, I don't need anymore. And you sit down at the table and then a hostess will come over and drop a large plate of bacon and walk away.
And I'll just start eating the bacon as is custom. Yes.
And Charlie reaches out and eats some bacon. He's like, "All right, you know, anything you guys can tell me."
Can I get I need a breakfast burrito. I don't need a fucking plate of bacon.
Breakfast burrito? Yeah. I don't. I guess. Okay. I'll do that.
I'm not gonna like the results of this.
Well, I would be glad to join you for the breakfast burrito because it seems that it would be easiest in terms of breakfast for the kitchen to make multiples of the same thing.
All right, we'll tell
them. What about breakfast enchiladas?
What? Okay. Hey,
those are very different.
I just cover it in breakfast
just make
sauce.
Like, make a bunch of them in a pan and just like pour some sauce over it.
Okay.
The pan out.
Frankly, I do not care what I have for breakfast. I just want to be kind to the kitchen.
All right. Breakfast enchiladas and two breakfast burritos.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if breakfast they make those.
Enchiladas.
I will have, and Runt raises his hand and just says, I will have whatever you are currently making, whatever is easiest.
Yeah, that's easy for me. I'm not cooking it.
Charlie, no one was talking to you.
Charlie's just sitting there eating his bacon. I'm happy with what I got here, so...
So apparently breakfast enchiladas are a real thing.
They are now?
They are now.
No, I'm saying they're actually a real thing.
Really?
You pour eggs over the top, it looks like.
What?
They're not migas.
Weird. All right, yeah. So you have Charlie sitting here. What happened?
So, Charlie...
That's just some guard, right?
Charlie is a guard.
Guard named Charlie, here to get information from you.
Charlie, how long have you been a guard here?
Well, to be honest, I'm pretty new.
What rank are you? They gave us a newbie.
If you had to give yourself a number between 1 and 20, what would it be?
For what?
Of just how confident you felt in your skills.
Between 1 and 20?
Yeah.
A 6?
What is the highest?
Okay, cool.
Oh, you're pretty good.
Cool, yeah, no, that's pretty good. I give myself about a 4 right now, so a 6 is pretty good.
I pull out one of the ads you put on the boards at colleges and shit.
Oh, okay, it's like little clip ads?
A little flyer thing, yeah. With little ways to contact someone. Yeah. I hand him one for an internship and adventuring.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you ever want to go on adventures, you can intern with us and get real life experience.
I will. Yeah. I would like to add, though, that our survival rate is less than par.
Well, we're all alive. Mr.
Truthy, all of a sudden?
Our intern survival rate is less than par.
Yeah, well, yes, our intern rate. We've had a few friends decide to go off and do their own things, and
we are currently being haunted by one of our interns. Just want to make sure you know that.
Well,
what?
I haven't seen anything about a ghost, so
I'm
still skeptical.
Gomez.
Anyways,
I've been informed about this.
My good friend Cherry.
Oh, you're dark lady,
Charlie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Did you say Charlie?
Sure. Bunch of goblins. This guy named Gritty attacked while we were up there hanging out with Stipend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You might know his stepson right here.
My buddy Gomez.
This is Gomez. Gomez, say hi.
Yeah, I already said hi.
Okay, cool. God. Yeah. Sorry. Been just drinking my coffee. Few goblins attacked.
I am also drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just staring at the tabletop, sipping coffee.
A few goblins attacked, so they were trying to sneak up on us, you know. So we try to fight them, and then all these other guys jumped us after that, and then there was some zombies, and then this guy Gritty showed up.
He's nodding, and then he goes, after hearing a lot of stories, like, hey, but why were they there?
I don't. No.
I'll tell you why, as Gomez stares hard at the tabletop, not looking around.
I just turn my head and look at him and say, please enlighten me.
Because 10 years ago, he married my mom, bought that farm, sheep farm, and it was a fucking stepdad to me.
That's
And he died.
That's why they wanted to... That's why they were there.
Gomez. Yeah,
they were there to kill my stepdad.
Yes, that they were there to kill your stepdad. I don't think it was because...
And if it wasn't for my immense power...
Gomez?
They would have.
Gomez?
The first time.
Gomez.
Like, well, we did pull a skeleton out of the wreckage of his house, so it seems they were fairly successful in killing your dad.
Gomez, I think it was more about your stepdad than it was about you! And, Runt will put his coffee mug down.
Listen, I saved my stepdad. I should not have guilt over his death of sacrificing himself.
One of you mentioned crystals?
I storm off in a huff.
Asked about crystals?
Oh, that would be me. Nope,
I haven't said anything about a crystal. What about a crystal? We don't know anything about a crystal. The only person who doesn't know
I will admit, I did mention a crystal.
All right, what about a crystal?
I just turn my head and just kind of look at him with that, like, wide-eyed, like, why? Why do you keep telling everybody?
So, this might have to be a deception check, but...
the only one that doesn't know about it.
Runt is basically just going to shrug and say, well, we've heard that there are crystals, and we did hear the goblins say that they wanted our crystal, which, unfortunately, we have no clue what they're talking about.
Fair enough.
Do you roll deception?
Absolutely. I rolled a 20 plus 8, so that's a 28.
So a nat 20.
I rolled a nat 20 plus 8. I got a 28 for my deception.
So you don't have one on you.
Oh, now you decide when it might actually be important.
Oh, absolutely not.
Do you know anything about crystals or where they might be?
Why doesn't this guy sound like Columbo?
Runt will say absolutely and pass along the most basic information that the entire party has. So Runt will say,
I kick Runt in the foot for a second, and I will say, and just to shut him up, and I go, well, we were in Freeport a while back. As you know, we are the heroes of Freeport.
They had one.
So they had one. It was in a church.
Yeah, yes, I've heard of it. Yes, yes, yes.
Like some pirate or something stole it.
Pirate.
Like we've like.
Do you happen to know what pirate where?
Runt knows of him.
Oh, the dread pirate Wesley.
Off my head.
Wesley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Black bandana, wears a mask over his eyes, always saying as you wish.
And where's this Wesley now, do you think?
In trouble.
Oh, we believe that he's in the Lost Desert.
He stands up and abruptly walks out of the tavern.
Excuse me, Charlie! Charlie Horse!
Charlie, come back! Thought we were enjoying a good drink and a conversation. Why are you leaving, buddy?
The door shuts behind him.
I'm gonna follow him.
Run
is gonna follow right out.
Okay, you...
I assume I've left already.
Right. I grab my bag and run after him.
As you guys leave the tavern, you see a guard outfit on the ground. With nobody in it.
Oh, well, Gomez, do you know what's...
over that conversation.
Gomez, do you know what's going on?
I stormed off a while ago.
Oh, you already left?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Are you chasing after the guy, or did you go upstairs?
No, I stormed off after my description of the events.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I guess, you know what? Fuck it. I'll roll an Arcana.
I guess this is between Runt and I, because we both see it.
I suck at Arcana. I got a total of 1. That's a 3 minus 2.
I'm gonna let you re-roll with advantage on
you
that
think
one.
He was raptured.
Because you could think about this a little harder.
Alright, that's an 11 minus 2, so that's a 9.
Can I investigate at least?
He was raptured. Well?
Yes, Runt is a dummy, alright? Runt is a fucking moron.
I got a 15 plus 2, so that puts me... Well, actually,
he
sorry.
Went to embrace
I rolled twice, so I actually got a 2 plus 2, so that puts me at 4. If I rolled with advantage, it would have been a...
The only thought on your mind is doppelganger.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Not again. Runt, why does this keep happening to us?
It's because clearly Paylor hates us.
Runt, you're able to put together that the guy that came back from the scouting mission was probably just the doppelganger.
Jonah figured that out. Runt will just say, well, clearly now we have to kill the dread pirate Wesley.
Oh, let's Hopefully have some... Let's do this. This is also fun. Make a perception check.
Runt?
Both of us?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm actually very good at this.
I'm just walking, not paying attention, just staring at the ground, hands in pockets.
So, I got a total of 7 because I rolled a 2.
Okay.
What? Am I rolling 1 as well?
Yeah. Anyone who's outside right now can roll one.
I got a 10. That would be a 9 plus 1.
Damn. Okay. I have a plus 5 to my perception.
You see it. You see, like, as you're like, oh, and you start to turn around and go back, and Runt is like, I guess we have to go after the Dread Pirate Wesley now. And you look up and you see a raven sitting on top of the sign, looking down at you. And as he turns his head for one of his eyes to focus on you, you see half of his face is just gone, bone decayed.
I play it cool, and I nudge my foot with Runt, so he kind of looks at me, and then I just kind of move my eye up towards the raven with kind of my eyebrows, because I know Runt tends to carry a bow or a crossbow on him.
All right.
You don't have any ninja stars?
Actually, I do have darts. You're right. Yeah.
So, wait, you know darts. What? Just for funsies, I'll roll it disadvantage to try to hit. Why don't you roll just normally to try to hit it?
Yeah, are you cool with that, Carrie?
It's fine with me.
Because I'm picturing the disadvantage is because Runt is drawing the bow and shooting at the raven without actually seeing where it is. Oh, fuck.
That will be a 13 plus 7 to hit, so a 20.
I got a 13 total with disadvantage. It would have been 24.
You both hit.
That mine will be a 7 for piercing damage.
And mine it will be like a shit, mine's 10 piercing damage.
All right.
The bar owner comes dies. Out. Why did you kill my crow?
He dies and falls over dead.
Yep.
The little girl starts crying.
I'm picturing it's just very much Runt has a very awkward looking shot while Stryker looks very smooth in like turning and shooting.
I have the darts, but I picture the very, like, Naruto, like, shuriken, but the kunai kind of toss where it's like, it's almost that backhand, like.
I'm just picturing like yours just, like, is just like you're walking and it's just like over the shoulder shot, where mine is like, I have to like turn, dive, and I end up in the dirt after shooting. Like, it's just extremely obvious.
Mine was very probably like Itachi. Like, when he's just like, oh yeah, watch my shuriken jutsu.
So cool.
Or jutsu.
All right. So, okay. Now, what do you do from here? You guys have a very re-dead bird. You know the doppelganger now knows another location of a crystal. You also know the doppelganger works for Gritty.
But we did not, the good news is, we did not tell the doppelganger our crystal's location. I believe, let's go inside. That's all Runt's going to say. Runt will say, like, the same of, like, I believe, like, stop mid-sentence. Let's go inside.
I just sigh and say, should we bring the whatever the fuck this thing is in with us? Maybe Gomez can tell us more about it.
No, just fuck it. And keep walking inside.
Well, we should at least throw it away.
You just kind of kick it into it.
Runt is just walking back into the inn. After saying, no, just fuck it.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
Well, he's going to... Runt's letting Stryker make his choice.
I just shrug my shoulders and say, what the fuck ever, and just walk in.
So once we're inside, Runt will say... Runt will take out the other crystal, the one that we don't know what it does, and put it down on the table. And say, we need to know whatever this does.
I lean over and say, how about we go do this up in one of our rooms instead of out in the
open? Oh, that's a very good idea. And Runt will then take that crystal, put it back in his bag, and then still like, follow wherever Stryker is going.
Alright, you go up in the room and that's what Gomez is. Yay!
Yep, we're gonna go back to back to the room. And then, like, I'm picturing Gomez is just like, what is Gomez doing when we walk in?
Probably staring at his shoes, sitting on a bed, deep in thought.
Alright, so as Gomez is doing that, Runt will just storm into the room, take the crystal out, slam it down onto a bed, and say, we need to know what this does!
I let out a long, long sigh, and I cast Identify.
Whee!
Hey!
Whee!
I'm glad one of us knows what the fuck they're doing.
All right, you identified this crystal. Isn't that awesome? This crystal... wait, which one is this one? This one you got from the undead guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Where the one crystal gave you advantage on your attacks, this one gives you advantage on your saves.
How do we activate it, though?
Do we lick it?
You, Gomez will know that when you are about to attempt something, you can hold on to it, and it will feed you more power, more arcane power. So the thing you're about to attempt, you can do it better.
Okay, cool.
So it's... essentially, right when you're about to go, like, say, disarm a trap, open an, oh, unlock a door, whatever else you need to do. Like, oh, I want to do a backflip off the goddamn building. You hold on to it, and it feeds you more power, and you'll be able to do it with more proficiency.
Quick question for you, Carrie.
Hmm.
What about if we're reaching for a doorknob and we grab the doorknob and it turns out there's a poisonous spike on it, or we're walking across a floor and the floor falls out from underneath us and there's a bunch of spikes? Would it help us with
that? Real yes. life examples.
If you if you need it, if you feel like you, if you have that inkling that we're gonna need it, I need this. Like, say, if someone, you see a goblin about to shoot a lightning bolt at you, for instance, and you're holding it, you will get advantage on that next roll.
So, my notes are, we have to be touching it in order to get this mm-hmm. advantage when it happens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Just using those real life experiences.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's all cool.
Jonah's gonna remember that for later.
Well, here's the other thing that's really fun. It's why I've been eyeing.
Would I be able to use it in, say, trying to shove a goblin into a
a bag?
No,
bag of holding.
No, because no. that wasn't you saying.
I'm gonna level with you right now. Let's pretend you're able to get Gritty in the bag of holding. Okay.
Uh huh.
Gritty has bags of holding on him.
Okay. Oh my dear lord. Gritty would be able to take out his bag of holding and cause an explosion.
No, just putting That's Gritty fine. In the bag of holding would have caused the explosion. Because it would have gone in with him.
Oh my god, you're right. Died. You're right.
There would be a crater where the house once was. And we'd be rolling new characters right now.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
I mean, Carrie, in all honesty, how funny of a TPK would that have been?
Oh, it would have been hilarious. And I would have let it happen. I really honestly would have, but he had the shield, so...
Gotcha.
Like, oh, damn.
He had the crystal shield.
Kill everybody. Yep. If it wasn't for the crystal shield, yeah, you all would have been dead.
I greatly appreciate that. I'm glad that he had a crystal shield. I'm
wasn't
also...
there to help you, but okay.
I'm also sad.
I mean, you could have always had us... be blasted into the astral plane.
That's
instead of just killing.
Oh my god! Another adventure where we're just start off. Oh my! Like we're just dead in the astral pad. I said astral pad, not astral plane.
Hey, it's a pad to some.
Well, it creates a singularity and sucks everybody in. So
some people live in the astral plane, and that's their astral pad.
Anyway, now you know what the crystal does.
Great. Might I vote that I hold on to this?
Yes, you are the most responsible for the most part, as long as you don't keep pulling it out in the middle of public.
Is he, though? Because he's told everyone but my stepdad.
Oh, I did not tell your stepdad. I am very responsible.
I know, and your stepdad, yeah, his stepdad was like the one guy that we didn't care if he knew.
Yeah, let that sink in.
Also, I would like to add... I listen when you talk. And
yes, you do, my friend.
Rumble say that staring right at Gomez.
You look for their key words, but I don't know if you listen.
Gomez, I hear every word you're saying, my fine mopey friend.
I'm going to roll inside.
I feel like...
That's a five.
Alright, I'm gonna roll persuasion, because I do feel like... I feel like it's true. Oh my god. Let me see what my bonus is. Five. But
Can I use? Oh, I don't.
Persuasion.
Have
I beat a 5. I would like to make it clear. I rolled a 1. My persuasion is a +5.
Okay, so your party members truly care about you, Gomez, aww, and you can feel that.
Oh,
it's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially now that we've met your stepdad.
So now what?
Mm-hmm.
Can we wait 7 days so I can get my flying axe?
If you want.
Or I guess it's 6 days now.
I vote that we wait at least. Is it morning?
Yes, it is morning.
Could we at least go to the bank and just cash in this IOU?
Oh, let's go at least look.
What IOU is I put it behind my back?
Striker, I believe that we each should get our one. Hold on, let me check my notes. I want to make sure I get what it's called right. Our one heart of wood and our 10
heart of wood. There you go.
And our 10,000 gold pieces. Even if Gomez would like to spend his on a, well, gnarly black staff, I think he has the right to do so.
I don't know what that is, but okay. No, I was thinking more of setting up a trust for the farm, so in the future, my mom and I can rebuild.
Gomez, why are you being responsible?
From goblin attack?
Gomez, you are suddenly being extremely responsible, and I...
An attorney.
Have you... Do you have a friend... Do you have a friend, Jake, with, Country Farm?
Flo. It's got Flo.
Flo from Country Farm? No, yeah, Jake the Snake from Country Farm. Didn't you know that his stage
it is
gone,
Jake the Snake from Country Farm. It's Flo from...
Jake the Snake lore now.
I would have to say it is Flo from Perspective.
I don't know, I'm more of a Jake the Snake from Country Farm. He's a good friend of mine.
I don't know what the insurance plan is, if there is any.
I say we stay in town for a few days, make sure your mom's doing good and that she doesn't go too far down the revenge path.
Or if she does, we go down it with her.
When she left us, right?
Did she leave? Did she actually leave town, or did she just go off?
She's
to like,
off,
oh yeah, she's fucking
off
gone.
Hunting.
Okay.
Gomez.
Like,
so,
well, I look at Gomez then and say, do you want to like do some planning
take care
for
of the family business?
But do you want to like do some planning for your stepdad's
funeral?
Get your stepdad's affairs
in order.
I forgot
about that. Yeah, I have that. I have to speak with the accountant. Oh, God.
Nice of your mom to ditch you with all this.
I'm the only one to take care of everything.
I say we stay in town for about the next week and get this stuff taken care of.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, I spend a week taking care of business.
All right.
Taking care of business.
Song way, but more in.
All right, yeah, there's a montage. You guys take care of like the funeral. You guys give you stuff.
How much was the Rod of the Pack Keeper? By the way, that was under 10K, right?
I think it was 5.
I would like to trade in the crystal that I got for that, which I'm assuming would knock it down a chunk.
Okay. Guys, do you shopping, you get your flying axe. There's a lovely service for
I cry the appropriate amount.
there's tears, not a dry eye in the place. Everyone talks good about him. And the weeks goes by. Okay,
Gomez
now what
is
you
too
do?
Stressed out to listen because he's taking care of everything.
Right, it turns out there was a big insurance plan, and they will rebuild they'll be rebuilding.
Exactly as is, or can I be like put the house building on hold?
You can.
I do that.
Okay, it's on hold.
And I also set up a trust or something.
Yeah.
To pay workers to keep up with the inflation and basically take care of the workers that are there, as well as set up like a housing village for them if they want.
Okay.
And, you know, take real good care of the employees because they'll be running things while I'm away.
You're real good. Feel nice.
Yeah, I am going
you know,
to
I do all the really tough adult decisions that my mom probably should be making, but
she's busy
since
planning
she's
revenge.
Off adventuring, it's fallen down to Gomez again.
I would say Runt is actually going to use that heart of wood.
Cool.
I don't know what that looks like.
All right.
And if anyone else wants to use theirs, I think we should all narrate that together.
All right. So. Stryker, what were you doing?
I was just going to say, well, guys, I feel like we should probably honor that promise we also made to that lich before we take care of this.
What promise did we make?
Oh, that fucker.
We told him we'd go get an amulet from this guy that I need to beat the shit out of, basically.
Excellent. Let's go do
Can
that.
Can I search the ruins of the house for any loot? Like any magical doodads that...
You can try.
Loot or family heirlooms?
Fairly heirlooms and property.
You search through the rubble, but you won't find much. You feel like the goblins, giants, all of them picked it clean.
I'm going to roll an investigation.
All right.
In the hopes of getting like a 20.
Do it. Go for it.
I got a 10.
That's cool. You didn't find anything.
All right. That's fair.
I gave you 10,000 gold.
Is there any magical weapons or shit in the vault?
No.
Other than the hearts of wood?
No.
I'd like...
hearts of wood and 10,000 gold so you can buy what you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. How much does it take to, you know, set up the trust and build a small village for the workers and make sure they have enough money for a few years?
1,000 gold.
Okay.
It's not a lot. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot for you as adventurers. You guys are freaking loaded, but for them that'll totally make up for it.
Okay.
Well, compared to a normal peasant, yeah, you guys are freaking loaded.
Well, but they don't take into account the fact that we actually need the money.
That's true. To continue doing what you do, which is go chase monsters and stuff, instead of like I don't know, raise a family and teal a field.
I am a very proud bachelor.
For now.
Anyway. All right. So all that's done. So anyone using their heart of wood?
I'm using mine.
No.
I'm going to hold on to mine as I put mine in
How
my back.
How much do I get if I sold
I do
it?
Have a question, Carrie. For the heart of wood, do I get to respec stats as well as everything or just my like class levels?
Ooh, good question.
It's just to be clear, I'm more just wondering how far does this go? I'm still going to use it either way because there are some specific things I'd love to do.
If you wanted to, you could use it to make an entirely new character.
That's exactly what I'm going to do because I know exactly what Runt would want to do with himself. And it is a less dex-based character than he currently is.
Okay.
So,
gonna go cleric?
No. Basically, what the main thing I'm doing is I'm switching from... the main switch I want to do is from my warlock patron, still keeping story-wise same patron, changing from, the deep old one, going Hexblade. Same god being my mistress... Because I don't want to... I would never give her up. but what it does...
Never gonna give you up.
Is it allows me to use charisma for my attacks. So it totally makes sense for me to basically stop focusing on dex and go 100% into charisma. So that's what I'm going to do by next session.
All right, then. You totally can do that.
Cool. We can talk about doing it off screen because it seems like that's a lot of numbers and yada yada yada.
It's gonna be a lot. We gotta go over for that.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. If everybody's done,
I will have to decide on what to buy.
I will also say the other thing that Runt wants to buy is either a slightly better rapier or bow, or swap the dark crystal that he currently has that he bought for a rod of the pack.
Okay.
So, just want to throw that out.
Okay.
I've got a basic short sword.
Yeah, so basic.
Yeah, but you're a monk. You don't need a sword.
You don't. You just punch with your fists.
You know what's really weird, actually, is I've been doing all this, and my pluses to bonus and my pluses that I put in did not save.
Didn't calculate at all? Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what we're doing, where do you guys expect to go from here after all that's done, said and done, so I can prepare for next time?
Well,
so I would say
assuming level 6.
No.
level 20.
Level 7? I honestly, I think that what it is we have the plan of we've been given that goal from the Lich. I think we should follow that right now. Unless the town needs us to do anything.
No, they don't. I mean, you can always ask, but, you know, that's... whatever.
Do I have my flying axe?
You do.
In the shape of a Vespa scooter?
Yeah.
Carrie, we can touch base on... some backstory stuff for myself for before the next session, too.
Excellent. So, you guys are gonna go to Farstable next.
That's our plan.
Woo!
Well, then I guess this is a good place to cut it. So, I think I gotta go to bed.
Alright.
I'm also sleepy.
Alright. Well, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, get us at Forlorn Adventurers. I'm at Undead Carry.
You can find me anywhere you find the internet at the Ancient Anubis, or rather, actually, Ancient Anubis.
I am Death by Kitten, where there are no vowels in kitten, and might I suggest the YouTube video White Wine Spritzer by Oakley to Oakley.
I am Devlin, and you remember the song Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth? Because that's been
with change in my pocket,
in and out of my head. What's that?
With change in my pocket?
Yes.
All right. Until next time, keep adventuring.